Midday News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Seven jurors have been selected so far for the trial of Donald Trump in New York City. USA's John Schaefer has details.
Jury selection proceedings now midway through, and the process of selecting a full panel of 12 New Yorkers and six alternates is continuing. Trump's legal team has encountered some challenges in their attempts to disqualify jurors due to their anti-Trump social media activity. The former president faces allegations of falsifying business records to conceal payments made to an adult film star shortly before the 2016 election.
Following Tuesday's court appearance, Trump took time to meet with voters at a New York bodega. He also said that he could win New York in November and explained why he thinks so.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years.
Trump said his legal battles will not stop him from campaigning. Another conservative news media outlet is settling defamation claims related to its reporting after the 2020 election. One American News is settling with voting technology company Smartmatic. The company submitted a filing to drop the case after attorneys confirmed a private settlement had been reached. Smartmatic had accused OAN of airing false claims about the company after the 2020 election. Smartmatic also has lawsuits pending against Fox News and Newsmax. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging to address the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas swiftly, criticizing Republicans for what he sees as impeaching Mayorkas over policy differences, not high crimes and misdemeanors.
Every time there's a policy agreement in the House, they send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process.
Schumer is expected Wednesday to hold a vote to either dismiss the charges, bypass a floor trial, or possibly refer the matter to a special Senate committee. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
There are injuries reported in the wake of a pair of tornadoes that touched down in eastern Kansas. Two people were hurt when their camper was blown over by a reported EF1 tornado that hit Wichita. There was also tornado damage reported in Missouri and Iowa. A twister that hit a rural area near Des Moines destroyed a barn with several horses inside. The National Weather Service warned more tornadoes are possible across the upper Midwest Wednesday, along with hail, heavy rain, and high wind. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will take up separate bills this week to provide aid for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies one at a time. Democrats want Johnson to bring up a Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid for everyone, but hardline conservatives are pushing against that. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was adamant on how the Biden administration feels about those bills.
We are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
Meanwhile, Speaker Johnson thinks the House will vote Friday on the separate bills. A new Iowa law criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers in Iowa can now arrest previously deported migrants. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security and cites concerns about drug trafficking and human trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.